if I am really a child of God. No, I am a child of God. I'm a son of God. All said based on what he said in his word. I can do it because he said I can. I can be that because he said I can. I can get promotion because he said promotion don't come from the east and the west. And they said promotion coming from the Lord. So I can get it. I can get it. I can get it. No, I can get it. Yeah, but you don't have your degree. You know, I still can get promotion. See, promotion doesn't always come by what you know, but who you know. Okay? But we got to get rid of the fantasy. So much fantasy. So much fantasy. It's all around. It's all on Christian television station. It's everywhere. Oh, I got sermons where I used to preach fantasy. You know, the three biggest fools in College Park. All these sermons, let go and let God. I've got so many fantasy sermons. You know where they are right now? In a box. In a box. You know what I'm going to do after I finish preaching this sermon, this series? Throw them away. Maybe I ought to save them to remind me of my part in creating fantasy in the body of Christ because I wanted to get a 10. And that's what most preachers are. They're busy trying to get a 10 from you instead of a 10 from God. I'm like Jesus now. I am of no reputation. What does that mean? Don't care what you say. Don't care how you say. I don't have a reputation to protect. I don't have a reputation to defend. Doesn't make me any difference. Because if you have a reputation, you got to work hard to keep it that way. If you got a bad reputation, you got to work hard to make it good. Just be of no reputation and whatever. Be of no reputation. You think it bothers me if your relative say all he wants is your money? Do you think, yo, she broke? I'm not. It ain't going to bother me. I'm going to go to the bank and make another deposit. Yeah, baby. I'll meet you there. Okay, ready to get some more here? Y'all see how we're doing? See, we preached this whole sermon last Sunday. Now we milking it. And we milking that sucker. Get some stuff out we didn't have time to get to, and we'll continue on with this until we can get it all now. Okay? But I tell you what, it's all in this book, man. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 5. No, I'm not going to do that to you. Luke chapter 3. I skipped several scriptures. Well, I want to go down here now. My hope is that the end of this year, there are going to be so many awesome manifestations happening in the lives and the households of people who are growing up. So many manifestations that it'll just be undeniable. There's no way you can deny the fact that, you know, look, it's happening in my life, but now I can tell you how. It took some time to grow. I had to grow up. I had to quit getting offended and mad at folks and acting the same way. I had to make some changes in my life. And I'll say that, Lord, and those married couples who are experiencing frustrations in your marriage, I'm going to tell you something where you don't even have to go to the marriage counselor. You sow some change, and you're going to harvest some change. Amen. Don't be looking at your wife and say, well, she the one. Don't you look at your husband and say, well, he the one. No, both of y'all shut up and change. Amen. And if both of y'all shut up and change some things, that marriage will change. Because that marriage is a sum total of both of y'all's input. So if you don't like the output, change the input, and you'll have a different marriage. Amen. Listen, that's all for free. But now watch this. Here's the point now. I ain't changing. Why I got to change? I didn't do nothing. She the one who's... You sow change to harvest change. So if you think you ain't did nothing wrong, just change something. Change something, and every change seed you sow, you're going to find a harvest that comes from that change. And that's in any relationship. Amen. Well, and see, some of y'all don't even look at your husband right now. Well, I done tried to change. No. Change isn't change until you've changed. Okay?